Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm the Gnarly Gnome. This is the Weekly Pint. It's the show that's not a show. However, it's operating, knock on wood, more like a show tonight than it has in a very long time because I'm gnome alone. I'm home. Well, the dog is here. He's upstairs, but he wanted to go to bed. Or I told him he wanted to go to bed, and he didn't argue with me. So things have been surprisingly quiet today. It's been a really easy day. My kids are at grandma's house, and my wife is out of town. So I'm just hanging out here in the house by myself. I'm going to stay up and watch superhero movies and alien movies and drink heavily. I might smoke a pipe in the house because there's nobody to tell me not to. That's how we do things when we're home alone. Me and the dog, we're going to smoke a pipe together. Welcome. If you're new to this, it is a live show. So because of that, if you're listening to the podcast stream, it might not be as fun. So next time on Monday night around 9:30, you should tune in live and hang out with us. Jump on the chat. If you are tuning in live and you're jumping on the chat, please tell us what you're drinking because it's a happy hour. We drink together. And if you tell us what you're drinking, we tell you what we're drinking. We drink together. And it feels like we're all sitting around a table drinking together. Although it's a little lame tonight. Not lame. I don't judge. Marco's having a psychopathy. That's great. Let's see. Christine, can't believe I'm getting into sours. Not getting into. I've always been into sours. I'm just on like a weird kick lately. That's all I want to drink, which means I'm going to start working through the beer cellar very quickly in very very short order. Julia is having water, which is kind of lame unless it's fancy water. Josh is making some hot tea because he's got a scratchy throat. I respect that. That's fine. Julia says, I'm totally judging. I am a little bit. Joe is having bourbon. I respect that too. I do have a nice little selection of things that I could choose from, but I did make a comment last week that we got to get back to beer at some point. So I'm going to dive into a beer at some point, but you know how we start this thing, or if you don't, let me introduce you to what we call the schnappening. I need some kind of theme music or a little stinger video transition into this, but we drink weird. It started with schnapps, and I realized that there's not that many schnapps that exist here in Ohio, so that makes it a little difficult. But we drink out of these little tiny glasses. It's not a shot. It's a schnapp. We're working through our variety pack that we got from this Darna Distillery. This one's just called Amaro. Kind of boring, but there it is. Oh, we didn't zoom in. Hang on. Let's get our Zoom working here. It's called Amaro. Not very exciting, but it gets straight to the point. It is an herbal liqueur. Not really schnapps, but we'll take it. Steve is sitting at his brewery in Chagrin Falls. Pompatus? Is that right? Pompatus? Having some Disco Yeti Cream Ale. Disco Yeti. Okay. You know what? Let's set the schnapps aside for a minute. Disco Yeti. Where did that name come from? I need details. I need to know more about this Disco Yeti. Actually, I'm not going to set it aside. I'm going to crack it open while you tell me about Disco Yeti. All right. There is something on the back of this. We can learn a little more about this Amaro. Amaro is an herbal liqueur with moderate sweetness and a hint of bitterness. It's characterized by a sophisticated blend of orange and almond aroma. That sounds great. It can be consumed chilled with ice and lemon or in a variety of cocktails. I'm going to do it just without chill at all. I'm just going to drink it. I need to know about Disco Yeti. All right. Let me get this in the schnapps glass here, and we'll see what a Darna Amaro tastes like. Guess what? It looks just about the same as every other one of these bottles looks. Kind of cola-like. Maybe like a cherry cola. All right. Yeah, it's fine. Steve says it's a Disney reference. The animatronic on Expedition Everest is a giant Yeti and broke with one arm pointing up. Disney community refers to it as the Disco Yeti. Gotcha. I am slightly familiar with that ride. Never been to Disney, though, because I guess my parents didn't love me enough when I was growing up. And I guess I don't love my kids enough yet to take them to Disney. What is the right time? That's a good question. What is the right time to take your kids to Disney? Because you don't want them to be too little. I'm sure you guys have all had this thought in your head. You don't want them to be too little that they don't remember it, but you don't want them to be too old that they don't really care and don't love you anymore. So you have to find that perfect kind of age. My kids are 3 years apart, so finding that perfect age is difficult with both of them. But don't know. All right. I take my kids on vacation to Hamilton. We go downtown Hamilton. We walk around. There's a Dora. That's nice. We go to Casual Pint. We go to Municipal Fretboard. It's great. They love it. Sometimes if we're crazy, on the way to Hamilton, we make a pit stop and we stop at Third Eye. Get some wings. Okay. Amaro. What did it say? Orange and almond. Let's see if they're right. Ooh. Oh. That's fun. Yeah, it's like it's there's definitely orange, bright, like it's bright citrusy. I was expecting like a dark kind of herbal aroma. I don't know why I was expecting it. It told me what to expect, but compared to everything else they've had in that little variety pack, I guess the peach was pretty bright and candy like. But okay, yeah, orange. I get a lot of orange, almond. If you tell me, okay. Steve says that 7 to 8 is a great first visit. They know what they're seeing. Just got back and saw infants and toddlers, and they and their parents looked miserable. Yeah, my 4-year-old, he's almost 5. I feel like he would be fine, but the fear is, does he get tired halfway through the day? And you know what? We gotta ride some stuff. Like I can't have tired kids. We got some things we got to do when we're down there, because it's gonna be my first visit too. Okay, all I'm getting is like orange. Maybe like in my head, I'm smelling cherries, but like I think that's just because of the color of it. I don't know that I'm actually getting cherries. Why does everything smell like Dr. Pepper to me? Because Dr. Pepper has every flavor in it. How many flavors are in Dr. Pepper? Like 23 or 32 or something like that. All right. Let's get in here. Cheers to Schnapps. Steve says, stop by if you're ever in the Cleveland area. Will do. Well, that... Ooh. That is just lovely. Yeah. Oh. I know it said I'm supposed to enjoy it over ice or with a cocktail, but that's good just like that. You know what? That's so good that we're going to top it off because there's never too much schnapps. Especially when you know that when you go upstairs, there's not going to be kids awake. There's nobody awake. The dog might be awake, but he doesn't care. He can just hang out with me. We can hang out and watch Marvel movies all night together. Okay, let's get back into this. I don't know if, number one, if you can buy this in Ohio. Number two, I don't know if you can get like big bottles of this at all anywhere around here. But if you see it, get this stuff. Darna Amaro. I can't reach it from here. It's back there. You might be able to see it. The Orahovic. Julia says that Dr. Pepper has 23 flavors. Was that one of my two guesses? That's impressive. I knew it had a bunch. As Steve said, I enjoy your podcast, but I've never been able to catch you live before. Well, we're glad to have you. It's a ton of fun, like getting to hang out and drink with people. Marco says, top it off. No kids, no wife. You probably aren't wearing pants. Later in the show, we'll do the under the table camera. We have the drink cam and the main cam, and then we have the pants cam that you'll see. Maybe we'll do that as an after show while I smoke my pipe. I loaded it up. It's sitting right there. I thought about smoking it during the show, but I figured that would be rude. Is that rude? I don't know. Plus, I don't know if that's good for the microphone. Well, that's delicious. Okay, before I dive into the beer of the show, because I am going to drink a beer, I do want to get into some of the topics, because we got some stuff to talk about. The first thing is not necessarily news. It's not booze news or beer news or Cincinnati news or any kind of news. It's a warning, if I did this right. There it is. April Fool's Day. Look, I'm a huge, huge April Fool's Day fan. I love it. It's fun, especially when done cleverly and the right way. I love it. But you need to be on high alert. I've already seen one. I already saw somebody put one out today. I'm going to compile all of the local April Fool's fun things that I see, and we'll talk about them next week. But I'm just warning you here on this show. You heard it here first. You cannot believe everything you see tomorrow. And I know I'm spoiling it for a bunch of you, because there are always those people that when somebody posts something, they bite. And they're like, oh my God, I can't believe you're doing this. Either that's terrible or I love it. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Look, there's been some really great things that have come out of April Fool's. The thing that jumps out off the top of my head would be the Dreamsicle. Dreamsicle from Mad Tree in cans was a joke, and people lost their minds and decided they had to have it, even though it was a joke, and Mad Tree made it. And they are still making it. In fact, we just saw a post on their social media the other day that they're releasing it again, although without the fun little happy octopus cover art. The reason the octopus was on there is because it was a joke. It didn't matter. It was an octopus. It was a joke. The can didn't have to make any sense because it was a joke. Mattry's done some great ones over the years, actually. They did, they did the Dreamsicle was one. They did the wax-dipped Axis Mundi cans as a joke. They did they did a weed beverage joke, which is really fascinating, especially now considering the kind of where that market is. And I don't have any inside information other than I'm pretty confident that at some point we'll see Mad Tree weed beverages. April Fool's Day is fun, but don't let it upset you or get you all worked up about something that either you think should exist or should not exist. We'll just leave it at that. Anybody with any favorite kind of brewery April Fool's jokes that you can remember off the top of your head? I should have pulled some of my favorite ones over the years, but that would require advanced planning, and then that would be a show, and that is not what this is. That is great. I can't promise that I won't be drinking more of that here during the show at some point. I am going to dive into the beer of the show. Just as a reminder, which actually I should probably turn the drunk line off of silent. I have to keep it on silent in my normal life because it rings. It'll ring at the most inopportune times. Let's see. It's this button and this button and this button. And just like that, the drunk line is active. If you want to call in, the number is right there in front of you on the screen. 567-70-DRINK. That's 567-703. I can't remember the number now, the actual numbers. 567-703-7465. Yeah. That's right. Whatever. Don't judge me. 567-70-DRINK. You guys know how the numbers on a phone work to make words, right? right? We're not at that point yet where you can people don't understand that, right? Please tell me that people still get that. Marco says, I think advice should be don't put out real announcements on April 1st. I disagree. I think that it's even funnier if you put out a real announcement on April 1st and let people then argue about if it's real or not. I think that's funny. It just depends on the announcement. Don't do like something big that you really need some kind of coverage on, but you can put it out and let it be kind of a joke of sorts. All right, let's crack open a beer, and then we got to talk about outer space because it's that type of show. Okay, this one, I was torn on this. One of my favorite beer styles or set of styles is English ales. I love them. I've talked about it a bunch. I've written a few different articles both on the blog and in other places about English style ales and how much I love them, and I love the malt character of them. This is an OG and one that I have not had in, I'm going to say, a decade and a half, at least. It's probably been 15 years since I've had this beer. And I'm excited to try it again. This is a re-release, I guess. But with that being said, it's also made by the enemy. This is big beer. Goose Island. This is also the first Goose Island beer that I've had in a very long time. This is a Honker's Ale. I get it. Anheuser-Busch is the enemy, and we hate them, and whatever. But this is for science. So cut me some slack. Honker's Ale. Let's get into this and see what we can figure out about this beer. We're going to pour it in a Common Beer Company glass because Common has one of my go-to local ESBs. I think it's called Come Together, maybe. Is that right? Maybe. All right, this is not an ESB, but it's just, I think they just call it a, they probably now just call it an Amber Ale, but English Bitter, I think, is how it was originally kind of marketed. I also don't know the date on this. This is January 28th of 2025. That is perfectly acceptable. What's it tell me on the can here? Not much. It tells me that it's brewed and packaged by Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago, Illinois. I wonder if this is actually made in Chicago. Dun, dun, dun. It looks like it might be. 4.3% ABV. They have, it says Chicago Original, established 1988 from Goose Island Beer Company. The beer that started it all. Now, this was the very first beer that Goose Island ever brewed. This was, there's fun little artwork on both sides here. Let's put that on the drink cam so you guys can see that. This side has Honker's Ale, and this one has that kind of H that I showed you before. It's fine. This was the very first beer that they ever brewed. Let me see if I've got some notes here. Uh-oh, we lost a light. Which one did we lose? Oh, the one behind me. That's fine. I didn't charge any of the lights today. After I got done earlier telling you that this was the most flawless episode that we had done, things are not going to work. We will talk about some other stuff behind me here in just a second. Oh, that's that. Okay. I don't have much. Not many notes here. It says, inspired by visits to English country pubs, Honker's Ale combines a fruity hop aroma and a rich malt middle to create a perfectly balanced beer. Immensely drinkable, Honker's Ale is not only the beer you can trust, but one you'll look forward to time and time again. I will be the judge of that. Thank you, Beer Notes. Okay. Well, it's hazy. kind of a almost like a murky orange color, which that's fine. That's fine for an English ale, in my opinion. Good thick foamy head on it. All right, let's get my nose into this and see what it smells like. Oh yeah, you know what? That makes me happy. that smells like an English ale. All right. For anybody just tuning in, we are about to dive into the belly of the beast and drink Honker's Ale from Goose Island. AB InBev. I feel a certain way about this, but it's funny how like one side of my personality hates that I'm about to drink this beer, and the other side of my personality knows that this is probably going to be a good beer. Okay. Let's do it. There's a light fruitiness, maybe some orange, maybe some like a pear. It's like bright fruit. It's not like berries, and it's not like big dark red fruit. It's like a light, like spring like fruit. And that's most of what I'm getting. All right, let me get him. Oh, yeah. You know what? I can't complain about that beer, other than knowing who makes it. Oh, holy hell, that's good. Steve wants to know if it's still brewed in Chicago or somewhere else now. Just looking at the can, there's nowhere. The only thing it says on here is Chicago, which makes me think that it legally has to be made in Chicago. They would have to have other states listed on there, unless I'm just missing it. But I'm, all I see is brewed and packaged by Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago, Illinois. So yeah, this specifically is made in Chicago. Josh says, do they package Honkers in two packs? No, but I did pick up a single. So there are places that have broken it out into singles. I don't remember what I paid for a single of it, but I'm not buying a whole 12-pack. As good as this is, I just can't. I can't go that far to support the enemy. Not that they're the enemy. The enemy is not the right way. The evil corporate overlords. I like to support companies that I believe in. For example, and you guys hopefully know where this is going, companies that I do support include local breweries, local restaurants, and then small local companies like, somebody tee it up here, Dick's Potato Chips. Seriously, I know it's a little cheesy to throw a commercial in the middle of a beer review, not a review, I'm not reviewing it, beer discussion, but I love Dick's Potato Chips, and Dick's Potato Chips supports this show, so we need to support them. If you are not familiar with them, Dick's Potato Chips is a local company here in Cincinnati. They make three different varieties of chips, which are always on hand here at the Gnarly Gnome Tavern. That's what we call the bar here in my basement. Always, 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 always here. Sometimes we get a little low because we eat so many of them. If you don't know at this point how great Dick's Potato Chips are, you need to go and eat a bag of Dick's. Seriously, go eat a bag of Dick's. And if you can't find them in your local dive bar or your local grocery store or wherever it is, get online. Go to dickspotatochips.com and order them today. In fact, you can go to dickspotatochips.com. You can get a whole box of Dick's. You can order them. And, look, I'm not telling you that you have to do this, but you could wrap them up for Mother's Day because I've heard that moms love Dick's. I've heard they love Dick's, and I love Dick's, and you will love Dick's too. So go get yourself a box of Dick's, a box of bags of Dick's. Get yourself all the Dick's. That's the moral of the story. Thank you to Dick's for supporting this show. Seriously, You guys support Dicks because, you know, this, not that this show is difficult to do, but having somebody that believes in this and helps kind of make all of this make sense. You know, none of these things are free. You know, all of this stuff costs some amount of money. And having sponsors that help kind of propel this thing forward only makes it better. And we've got some really cool stuff kind of planned for the future of not just this show, but the YouTube channel, and I guess technically Facebook and Instagram and all that stuff. So there's just cool content that we're working on, and this helps all of that. So support them, because not only do we appreciate their support, but it's a great product. Seriously, a great product. If you haven't tried it, fight me on it. We'll battle. Anyways, back to the beer. I didn't even talk about what it tasted like. I just said it was good. So aromas, fruit, like bright, springy fruit, orange, pear or apple or something like that. I can't tell the difference between the two when I'm tasting them half the time. All right, let's see again. All right. I also just realized that I did not connect. All right. Hopefully we will be okay. If you guys get any buffering issues, please let me know as soon as possible, because I did not hook up everything the way I was supposed to. Again, I started the show off with telling you how this was like the most stress-free, easy weekly pint, and it's not. I'm just now seeing that. Oh, Lord. It's good. It's not quite as, the beer is not quite as malty as some of the other English ales that I've had or that I've seen around. But it's like a, maybe, I don't know how to word this. I don't know if calling it a more sessionable English ale is appropriate, because that it's already sessionable, the style, the idea of an English bitter. So that's not, it's maybe a little bit, just a little lighter, a little easier. There's not that, there's not as much of a big kind of malt bite to it that some of them have. It's great though. Really good beer. In fact, like, it's already half gone after like, what, three sips? Good stuff. I would encourage anybody to try it if you get the chance. We will, this is going to go fast. And so I will drink another booze in just a minute here. After I finish this, we'll dive into another bottle of something. But when I do that, I have to get it from out there, so you'll have to hang with me. In the meantime, I want to talk about outer space, because I'm fascinated by this news story that that popped up, and I'm sure our friends over at Barstool Perspective, Bruce Guy's Barstool Perspective, will probably talk about this. I understood about 10% of this article. I believe, I took notes on this and I put it on paper, and now I don't have my notebook sitting in front of me. So I just have the full article, which is really confusing. They found booze in outer space. Lee wants to know if there's a promo code to get some discount dicks. I don't think we have one right now. I don't think we have one. Hold on to that thought, though. Maybe I'll get you guys one. Don't order your dicks if you need some dicks. But I will reach out this week, and I'll see if we can get a discount code. Again, if you need dicks, get your dicks, because I can't promise a discount code. But I'll reach out, and I'll see what we can do. Steve wants to know how much crystal malt is in it now. I seem to remember it having a lot of crystal back in the day. I don't taste crystal malt. I get like that. It's more biscuity to me, which I don't typically get from crystal. It's a lot lighter on the malt side than I remember or maybe even wanted it to be. There's probably like a lot of like, I don't know, two row and then just a little bit of some kind of English malt. The hops are dead on though. Like good English hops. But I don't know the details of what we're looking at recipe wise with this beer. We're talking about outer space. And not aliens, because we all know aliens are real and they're here and they are they're coming. They found a cloud in outer space that is full of alcohol, which for the benefit of this show is awesome because we like to drink. Okay, David wants to know, how does Dick's compare to Grippo's? That is a massive question that probably warrants an entire YouTube video on itself. They're not the same. There is no Dick's flavor that is compared to Grippo's. Grippo's is its, and when I say Grippo's, I mean Grippo's barbecue, of course. It is its own unique thing. What I love about Dick's is that they did not try to craft their barbecue chips, which are over there somewhere, near the top there. You can't really see them. They did not try to replicate the flavor of Grippo's barbecue. Instead, they went with like this sweet, smoky barbecue thing that is their own thing. And then they have the hot dicks, which are their kind of spicy version of chips. And then they have the salty, and all of them are great. None of them are Grippo's. I love Grippo's. I respect Grippo's. I still eat Grippo's. I use Grippo's seasoning on lots of things in my house. However, the chip itself, the wavy chips that you get from Dick's, I prefer this chip better than the flat, boring, soulless chip that is a Grippo's chip. If you could combine Grippo's seasoning with Dick's chips, I would eat them. I would eat them even if you don't combine them. They're all fine. They're different. They are different. They don't compare. You do not have to compare them. That's the moral of the story. We're talking about outer space, you guys. They found booze in outer space. So, and it's not that far away. So something like 300 light years. Again, I don't have my notes. I think it's like 390 light years away. So I guess that's kind of far in human terms, but in relative space terms, that's not that far away. 390 light years away from the center of our galaxy, there is a molecular cloud that has a bunch of different particles in it, and some of those particles are alcohol. And there are different alcohols. There is, of course, we wouldn't be talking about it if they didn't have ethanol. So the stuff that is in all of our booze, ethanol is floating around in this cloud. In addition, there's like other kind of boring alcohols. There is also, as they kind of got into the details of this, there's glycoaldehyde, which is some kind of sugar-related molecule, but it's essential for forming RNA, which is kind of one of the building blocks of DNA and people and life in itself. There's also what is the stuff called? There's some kind of amino acid something or other. It's a precursor to glycine, the simplest of amino acids. It's essential to that. It's a precursor to that. Also essential to life. So this cloud that's, you know, almost 400 light years away, has all of these pieces. We'll get back to the alcohol. It has all of these pieces. It's the way they described it somewhere in the article was that it's like walking into a kitchen and you see out on the counter eggs and you see butter and you see flour. You see all of these ingredients that you know means either somebody is already baking something or they're about to bake something. And then, you know, the comparison to this is that it's all the building blocks to create life in this cloud, which then goes into, you know, did life really originate here, or were all of these things from there and they then collided with Earth and that's how life began? And it's really, really fascinating stuff. But for our interests here on this show, there's booze. There's booze in the cloud. There's alcohol, ethanol, in the cloud. You could go float in this cloud and drink. You couldn't, but there's also like this chemical that, what is it called? It is called This is what happens when I don't pull my notes. Ethyl formate. That is the molecule that is responsible for the scent of rum and also the taste of raspberries. That's also floating in this cloud with the booze. So space probably tastes like a good rum is the what I got out of the article. Space tastes like rum. Space rum. You know, the idea that there is a possibility that in maybe not my lifetime, but maybe my kid's lifetime, my grandkid's lifetime, the fact that they could taste some booze that was made with some crap from outer space, if that could happen, oh, that's cool stuff. I would drink space booze. And I mean actual space booze. Like, pull me some booze from outer space and put it in a bottle, and we'll drink it on the show. If anybody's working on that, send me your space booze. Didn't Dogfish Head make like a beer from space dust or something at one point? Moon dust. They made moon dust. Steve says it's a cloud of Captain Morgan. Hopefully not that rum. Actually, I haven't had Captain Morgan in a long time. We have like some kind of thing. When I look like this, it's I'm looking out at the bar. I think I have some kind of generic Captain Morgan, but I don't have actual. I might have like a little bottle of actual Captain Morgan, but we don't drink a lot of spiced rum. I spiced my own rum a couple years ago, and I might have some of that sitting around somewhere. I wouldn't even know where to find it. There's this this basement down here has gotten to be complete chaos. I'm reading and thinking. Dogfish says, yes, that was Dogfish Head. We have a lot of booze and we just stash it in corners now in like little like holes in the rafters and stuff. We just stick bottles of booze because there's no more room behind the bar. I'm gonna kill this. I'm speaking of rum. We're gonna drink some rum. I really can't complain about that beer. It hits everything that I want out of an English ale. It's like 4.2, 4.5%, something like that. I actually kind of wish I had more cans of it. All right. Empty glass. Let's fill this one up with something. So I talked, I think, last week about how my family, they may not appreciate it or love it, but they understand that a big part of what I do is sit down here in the basement and drink with you guys. And I need fun things to drink with you. And so my wonderful wife got me a large crate filled with weird boozes. And we're going to kind of work through them over the next, couple months. There's a bunch of sake sitting out there on the bar, which I'm really excited to get into. I don't know if it'll end up on YouTube or this show, but that's not important. This is one of those things that was in my crate. That's where I'm going with this. And it's this was the probably the most exciting one that I, knock on wood, think is going to taste the best. I don't know, though. This is a pineapple rum. You can tell because it's got a little pineapple on it. That's how you can tell what it's flavored like. This is Buchanan's pineapple. See the little pineapple? Look at that little happy guy on there. I assume. Okay, nope, not rum. I take it back. Should have read the bottle. This is not rum at all. This is, if you read the fine print there, this is scotch. Pineapple scotch. Everybody in Scotland right now is groaning because why would you put pineapple in scotch? You would put it in there for this show. Okay. Let's backtrack again. It's not scotch. This is a spirit drink. It says spirit drink. Buchanan's pineapple. It is crafted with scotch whiskey, pineapple, citrus, and other natural flavors. Natural, that's good, right? Spirit drink. From the house of Buchanan's. It is 70 proof, so she boozy. And it really doesn't tell me much else other than that. It's a spirit drink. All right, let's try this spirit drink. Okay, it's got one of those little caps to make sure you don't burn your house down if you're making a drink out of your 151. What the hell? Okay. What in the world am I looking at here? What the fuck kind of wizardry is this? I can't pour my drink. I seriously have no idea what I'm looking at. I don't think it's like a. It's like one of those little, you know how you have like the little pour spouts that like measure out like a perfect quarter ounce or something? That's what it looks like, but what in the hell? I think that this is like a brilliant joke from my wife. Oh, there we go. Now it's going. I have no idea. What in the hell this is? Oh, that's the worst thing ever. Can you get that? Oh, my knife's in the other room. Can you just break that thing off? Okay, that's not good. I broke something. That's probably, that'll probably do it. All right. Okay. Well, we broke something, so cool. That's the worst bottle I've ever experienced in my life. Okay. That was. I hope that my wife knew what she was doing with that, because that's pretty brilliant. All right. Spirit drink, scotch, and pineapple and citrus. And a pretty healthy pour. That's what happens when you tell me not to pour too much. I'm going to pour too much because I can. Ooh, okay. Yeah, that's a... Okay. Okay. I don't know if that's good. Yeah, it's like... Ooh, I don't like the way that smells. what does that remind me of? I can't place it, but it like reminds me of something from my childhood. And not that my parents were drinking a bunch of scotch with pineapple in it. Like some kind of... Oh, I don't even know. Where? Oh, that takes me somewhere. Somewhere not good. If I'm going to drink plastics, I'd rather them be macro plastics versus micro, personally. Okay, yeah, I don't like the way this smells. Okay. Whew, here we go. All right. Okay. The good news is it tastes way better than it smells. Not really boozy. Also not really pineapple forward. It's not like this tastes like. So the last couple months we've been toying with our new producer on the show, Dayivid. David, producer David, is created by AI. He makes cocktails. He answers questions. Lots of fun things. And I've been retraining him because he's made these cocktails that are just kind of boring. They're creative, and he uses some neat ingredients that I would not think to use. But they're all kind of boring. And this tastes like a cocktail that he would create or would have created. Hopefully he's learning over these last few weeks. But this is not like, it's not bad, but it's definitely not good either. It's soulless. It lacks anything that is worthy of talking about. Other than it smells like something that I can't place in my younger years. Maybe shame and regret. I don't know. You know what? Like if I put it over ice, that might not. It might be fine, but I can't get over like the smell of it. I don't know. Don't go out and buy this. I do not endorse this product. However, if you find it behind your bar, put it over ice. It's not that bad. I don't know if that gives you a good a good picture of what to do with this. That's about all I got for you guys. I drank all the things that are sitting here at the bar. We talked about outer space and how there's booze in outer space. We talked about April Fools and how you need to be ready for it. And we talked about the evils of Anheuser-Busch and that sometimes the evil empire can make a great beer. I think those are all the things we learned this week on A Weekly Pint. If anybody else has any things that we've learned, please tell me because I'm still confused about what I'm smelling with this scotch pineapple thing. I don't know what it is. I think we'll fire up an after show, I think. There's some other stuff going on that we can't talk about. We'll wrap it up and I'll Steve said he would rather eat a bag of dicks instead of the swinger scotch. Yeah, I would totally eat a bag of dicks before this. In fact, as soon as I wrap this show up and go into the after show, I'm going to open up a bag of dicks. I'm going to light up a pipe and probably drink more of this and see what happens. For anybody that doesn't know, the after show is... a show that is brought to you by people like you. It's brought to you by the Gnomies. If you don't know what the Gnomies are, It's a group of people that believe in this. They make all of this happen. This show was created for them, in fact. During COVID, I decided I was going to make this little happy hour just for people that support all of the things I do on Patreon. And we called it the Weekly Pint. And then it was so much fun that I had to open it up for everybody. And that's how this show kind of started. If you like this, if you like any of the stuff that I do, go to thegnarlygnome.com/support, and you can become a Gnomie. You can become a Gnomie for free and get access to lots of exclusive content, and then also after shows when we do them, which I think I'm going to do them probably once a month, maybe twice a month. Definitely at least once a month. I think I said last week I would do them like the first show of every month. That's not this one. This is the last show of the month, so maybe we'll do that. I don't know. I mean, you won't know when they're going to exist. Let's put it that way. Because that's what makes it fun. And also, could not end the show without a huge, huge shout out to everybody's favorite potato chips, Dick's Potato Chips. Seriously, if you go eat a bag of Dick's. They are so good. Huge shout out to Dick's. I know I got a lot of complaints last week that there was no Dick's in the show, that I was dickless. And, we're not dickless this week. We've got our Dick's. Dick's are back. And so huge thank you to Dick's for being a part of this show and being a part of what I'm doing going forward. I say that with the absolute utmost respect for them, for their company, and for their belief in me. And I could not be more excited to help kind of watch them grow as they help this grow too, because the only thing that's more fun to watch grow than the Weekly Pint and the Gnarly Gnome is Dick's. Who doesn't want to watch Dick's grow? Get it? That's another one of those jokes. Seriously. Yeah, thank you. Thank you to Dick's. And thank you to all of you guys for hanging out and making this show what it is. We'll be back next week. We'll keep doing this thing. It won't be as relaxed next week because my family will be back. But it's fine. You still have time. You can go sign up right now at thegnarlygnome.com/support and get access to the after show. And we're going to keep drinking on the after show, and my family's not home, so I don't really know what's going to happen. I don't know, and I'm going to need somebody in the chat or somebody to call in during the after show, or else it gets boring, and I'll just go sit upstairs and watch Marvel movies. We'll see you guys next week. Thank you very much. I really do appreciate you guys so much, even if you don't support on thegnarlygnome.com/support. I still appreciate you because you're here, and that's what makes us all work. We'll see you guys next week. Thank you very much. TheGnarlyGnome.com/support. I think this pineapple, scotch, whatever, it needs something else. It needs, I don't know, it needs Malort. It needs Malort. Oh, shit.